In Kapitel Kufvav in Tehillim, we find in very short, Bekitzer Nimrots, the story of Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. It talks about the Chet HaMeraglim. It tells us as follows. Vayimoasu be'eretz chemda, loy heminu ledvarei. Klal Yisrael was nimas. They were disgusted with the Eretz Chemda, with the dear Eretz, with Eretz Yisrael. And they weren't faithful. They didn't believe in the Dvar Hashem. Vayirognu ba'alechem, loy shamu b'kol Hashem. They spoke Lashon Hara in their tents. They didn't listen to the voice of Hashem. Vayisa yadoy lohem lahapil oisam b'midbar. And because of that, Hashem swore, he rose his hand, he swore to knock them over, that they would all die in the Midbar. Ulahapil zaram bagoyim, and to have their children fall to the goyim, that's churban beis hamikdash, v'lizroisam b'aratzos, and to spread them out amongst the nations. Rashi comes and says, famous Maimer Chazal, the Medrash Tanchuma and Shlach, may oisoy shah nigzar aleim churban habayis. From the time that they complained, that they spoke Lashon Hara, that they cried, like the Pasuk says in Shlach, about Eretz Yisrael, churban habayis was nigzar. Shehari leil tisha b'av bachu, v'amra kodesh barchu, heim bachu b'chiyah shalchinam, v'ani ekva lohem b'chiyah ladairus. It was the night of Tisha B'Av that they cried, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, they cried a crying of nothingness, of treachery, of silliness. I'm going to be koveya that this is a Bechiya L'Deris. You take a look at the Tanchuma brings another Pasuk. The Pasuk in Yirmiyahu explains what happened like this. Nosna alai b'kayla. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that Klal Yisrael, they put it on me. You know, you ever hear like a whiny kid? They put it on me b'kayla with their voice. Nos na'alai b'kayla. Put pressure on me, kaviyachal, with their voice. Al kain s'nei siha. Therefore, I hated them, chas v'shalom. The Medrash says, doesn't mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hated Klal Yisrael, chas v'shalom. The Medrash says, garam lochem lilkais b'sainim. Because of the fact that you cried, so you brought it upon yourself that you're going to be hit, you're going to be smitten by your enemies. What type of enemies? Your enemies who are opposed to you because of what you represent. The goyim. So if you take a look at all the psukim, the medrash together, what emerges is the following picture. Klal Yisrael sits in their tents. It's Tisha B'Av. They talk Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael. They cry. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, because of the fact that you cried, because of the fact that you created this pressure with your voices, so your enemies, your mortal enemies, the people who stand for everything that you're against, that stand against the Torah, all of the Goyim, are going to knock down your Beis HaMikdash, and you're going to have to live amongst them. You cried a Bechiyah Shalchinam, and now you're going to cry a Bechiyah L'Deris. But what's really going on over here? I mean, it all sounds good. Gzereshava, Bechiyah, Bechiyah. The Tanchuma even brings another Gzereshava. It says that Vayisa, Vayisa Kailam, they raised their voices. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Vayisa Yada. He picked up his hand. And everybody knows that when they were a kid, so whose parents didn't tell them at one point or another, you better stop crying about nothing, otherwise I'm going to really give you something to cry about. But there's got to be something deeper that's going on over here. Why is it that because of the fact that we cried a Bechiyah Shalchinam, that the tikkun for that is a Bechiyah L'Deris? And what does that have to do with our Seinim? And what does that have to do with the Lashon Hara? And what does that have to do with the fact that we cried? Tears are sweat of the soul. Whether they're tears of happiness, tears of sadness, tears of angst, the fact that we give up, or sometimes even when you're makir a very profound truth, tears come to your eyes. We can express with tears feelings that are often very difficult to express in words. And when Klal Yisrael spoke Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael and Gufa about the Makom in Eretz Yisrael, the Beis HaMikdash, and then they cried, what they did was they expressed on the deepest of levels a cynicism and a begida, a treachery against HaKadosh Baruch Hu and a lack of trust. And that treachery and that cynicism was so deep that in order to correct it, there had to be another crying. A crying of the realization of the truth of how good Eretz Yisrael is, of how good the Beis HaMikdash is. That generation, it was too late for them. They had become too cynical. It was lost. And they had to fall in the Midbar. And the generations after them, too small to make a tikkun in one generation. So it has to be spread out over history. They were Beicha Bechia Shalchinam. We have to be Beicha Bechia Lederus. We have to have an Avuchad Netzar, and we have to have a Titus to show us what the Beis HaMikdash was. And now you're not cynical. Now we see what we lost. We cry about the truth, and through our crying we become loyal. And from our crying we appreciate. We didn't want to go to Eretz Yisrael? Okay. So we go to Rome, and we go to Greece, and we go to Spain, and we go to Germany, and we go to America. And every one of these places, whether they're smiling at us or whether they're coming at us with a gun, Soinim. Soinim mi Sinai. Because only we are the Yam Hashem. And they represent something else. And they despise. They stand against what we stand for. And when you live amongst them, you realize what you lost. And now you have to cry to right the wrong. We know that the end of the story is a happy one, though. Why? Because we say it before benching. Hazayrim bedima, the people who plant with their tears, the people who deeply appreciate what they lost, then barina yitzayru, they're going to be able to harvest with great joy. For the duration of the planting season, we cry. We continue to cry. But if we do that, then we'll surely come with great joy. Carrying all of our packages, our pekalach, all of the lessons that we learned, gufa, from the fact that we cried bitter tears, realizing the truth. The Ner Machal Alumni Association of Yeshivas Teres Moshe is proud to present the next in our series of audios on the Yomim Tovim, Eis Livkais, A Time for Tears. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu soon count the last of our tears, and may we all see each other very soon in Yerushalayim, Bebias Gael Tzedek, Bimheiro V'Yameinu.